This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Washington Nationals got into a little bit of trouble with the Federal Aviation Administration a couple of weeks ago. They were using a drone to take aerial pictures of spring training, the kind of shots that are pretty much impossible for a regular non-flying human to capture. But still, the FAA said, nuh-uh, you can't do that. In fact, nobody can do anything commercial with drones until we say so. The FAA has since lost a round in court on that issue, but while they work on new regulations, there are loopholes and business opportunities to be had. Josh Ziering runs a San Francisco-based company called Quickie, which delivers pharmaceuticals via drone 24 hours a day for a drone surcharge of just a single dollar. Josh, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
Tell me about this business. Your drone, you've got drones doing deliveries here?
I sure do. So Quickie is a pharmacy that is delivered via drone.
So how does it work? Somebody calls you and says, I need a prescription for amoxicillin. You verify that prescription somehow, and you slap it on a drone and zip away it goes?
Just like ordering an Uber, you're going to drop a pin, and then we're going to put a drone in the air right to you. And when it's outside, we're going to send you a message. And then you're going to swipe to drop. It'll drop your order on you, and it'll fly away.
It'll drop. What if I've got heavy pharmaceuticals that I need, man? Is it going to drop it gently?
We don't drop heavy pharmaceuticals.
All right. This is clearly the cutting edge of a lot of technologies. But aren't you worried that people are going to get concerned about all these things flying overhead?
We're worried about the public perception, but we think it's coming either way. And so we want to be right on the front leading edge of this.
And clearly you are. But what about, like, bicycles?
What about cars? What about schools? We have a lot of concerns, and we're working through that. The biggest problem with this is not technology, it's culture.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to interface high technology with culture. And so people are not going to immediately be okay with drones flying over them. We need to make them assured that our technology is the best and that we're going to be doing this in a responsible fashion.
Now, the FAA is opposed to commercially used drones in almost any context. Yes, they did just lose this court case, but I imagine you will have battles on your hands.
I agree, and I would describe myself as a troublemaker. And so what we're going to do is we're going to cause as much trouble as possible until they're ready to create regulation and make this industry happen.
Is it just you in a walk-up somewhere in the mission, or do you have people working for you?
We have a small team of advisors and engineers, and we're working at a co-working space in the mission. So at any given moment, we have dogs, ping pong, and various people running around our office. It is complete chaos.
Sounds very startup-y.
It's very startup-y.
Yeah. What are you going to do if the FAA eventually gets its act together and comes out with rules for drones that get passed and certified and that you thus must abide by, and it says, yeah, I'm sorry, you can't do this?
We would love for the FAA to have regulations that allowed for drones, and if it unfortunately excluded us from those regulations, that would be tragic. But at the same time, the FAA is only for America, so there is literally an entire world of people that we can deliver things to.
Josh Ziering, his company is called Quickie. They do drone deliveries of pharmaceuticals up in San Francisco. Josh, thanks a lot.
Kai, thank you.